from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, the 14-year-old accused of shooting a Newark police officer to death last month may be charged as an adult after all. The teen is charged with the murder of Sergeant Joseph Escona. Interim U.S. Attorney for the District of New Jersey, Alina Haba, told the New York Post that prosecutors have filed federal charges against the teen. She said the teenager is part of a gang. Under New Jersey law, a 14-year-old cannot be charged as an adult, but they can be under federal law. At his Liberation Day event at the Rose Garden Wednesday, President Trump touted his sweeping new tariffs, saying his will be a huge boon to America's economy and American consumers.
Today we're standing up for the American worker, and we are finally putting America first.
Among the many reciprocal tariffs aimed at many countries, Trump also instituted a 10% baseline tariff on all imports. Critics claim the tariffs are unfair and could lead to hyperinflated prices. New Jersey News brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Got a leaky faucet, electrical issue, or AC problem? Guaranteed Service, the premier home service company in New Jersey, is here 24/7. Get $50 off any repair, no trip charge. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. After a deadly hit and run, a Mercer County woman is charged with murder.
Prosecutors say 47-year-old Asia Brown argued with 67-year-old Calder Bell on Tuesday before running over the pedestrian in a Lexus SUV and then hitting a home before taking off. Brown was stopped at a nearby construction zone after Trenton police spotted the SUV with a flat tire and missing bumper. The victim died shortly after being hit. Brown is also charged with leaving the scene of a motor vehicle accident resulting in death. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And today, people across the U.S. will be celebrating National Burrito Day. Americans eat burritos around the clock at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and will no doubt be eating them today for National Burrito Day. The tortilla-wrapped Mexican dish has a long history in this country and was first introduced in the 1930s. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Are there more April showers to come? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Five instant weather over the next 4 days, right through early next week. We'll probably pick up about an inch of total rainfall across New Jersey. It'll come in drips and drops and spits and spurts with pockets of dry weather along the way. Just keep the umbrella handy and the jacket too. Yes, we're in the 70s today. We'll drop into the upper 50s tonight with scattered showers returning overnight too. There is a chance of a strong thunderstorm overnight. Tomorrow, rain showers will continue through midday, then trending drier in the afternoon. It'll be mostly cloudy and mild tomorrow with highs in the 60s, but Saturday turning cool and dreary. We'll barely make it to 50 degrees with a chance of showers early and late. One more burst of warmth coming on Sunday. We're back in the 70s, dry early on, then scattered rain returns Sunday afternoon to close out the weekend. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Clinton, 63. Jackson, 71. Millville, 72. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.